This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah Azza wa Jalla has these little angels traveling around looking and searching for these types of gatherings. There's only angels, their mandate is basically to look for these types of gatherings. And they come and they attend the gathering. And at the end, Mahdi will call, stand up and leave all your sins have been forgiven. And once we're done with this salata, inshaAllah ta'ala, the caller will call, stand up, you can leave now, your sins have been forgiven. Isn't that worth it? You really are not going to learn nothing from here. I'm sure you do. At least you get into the of the English and stuff like that. But I'm sure you're going to learn something from here. Yeah, I have a habit. Yeah, I'm a habit. Yeah, I'm a habit. So we will start with what we picked up from and we picked up from what we left off last week. In the Medina, Amen, on the Medina, and the Masar was Babiki. And I think they were young with that. And that was a lot of that.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين فجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها وموعظة للمتقين وإذ قال موسى لقومه إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لوننا قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحونا وما كادوا يفعلون وإن قتلتم نفسا فادارتم فيها والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون فقلنا اضربوه ببعضها كذلك يحيي الله الموتى ويريكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشق فيخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون
اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن ويتبعون كلامه والله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا ممن يكون كتاب الله ويقال لهم اقرأ كتابك اقرأ فإن منزلتك أو آخر منزلتك على عند آخر آية كنت تقرأها الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا منه فالله سبحانه وتعالى أنزلنا من القرآن ما جهلنا ويزكينا منه ما نسينا الله من أسماء الله سبحانه وتعالى العظيم وإذا كان الله اسمه العظيم فكلامه عظيم لأن القرآن كلام الله وللقرآن حلاوة لا يتذوقها إلا من تعمق في كتابه وتدبر في كتابه أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يكون مقصود في كتاب القرآن الفاوندر because the Quran is a message from Allah سبحانه وتعالى our honor our grace our عزة والعزة is in the book of Allah so we see with the story of Bani Israel with all the grace and the favors that Allah gave with them, gave them with, including Al-Ghaman, including Al-Man Rasulullah, all these miracles that we have seen one after another. And the last one was Musa striking the Asa, we call it the Asa Kal-Hajar, striking the rock with the staff, but that's out for springs. So they're having food from the heavens, and then instead of being grateful, at some point they said, "Manina, min akl al-sama, nurid akl al-ard." We're tired of eating the food of the heavens, of the sky. We want something from the earth. So they said, "We want the bottle. We want the form of adas. You know, adas, other utensils. We want pepper, we want soap, we want onions and garlic. You give in the food from the heavens and you want the food from the earth. It's just only from the middle of the desert. Yep. Go to the any, you can find it in any town, boom, and you will find what you need. I don't believe the story. There are lots of time our time. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Because amongst them there are some believers, but then Allah is within 15 even hopes. Amongst you, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئِينَ وَالصَّابِئِينَ وَالْغَطَارَ Allah is within those who, amongst you, the believers, the Jews, the Christians, and amongst the believers, الصَّابِئِينَ in indigenous group, who actually were based in Iraq, who left their religion. The Arabi, the Mangolo, is Fulan Saba, the Ayu Saba, Ay Hajjara Dina. Hajjara Dina, Asaba, Ala Umar, Asaba, Ala Zat Muslim. When they came to Umar asking him, did you change your religion? Asaba. He says, La, Aslam, but it became a Muslim. So here Allah is talking about the Sabians. The Sabians are those who change their religion from whatever they were worshipping to only worshipping one God, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah is the first who truly believes in Allah and the last day, and they do good, will have their reward. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Allah just gives them hope. If you are to believe, Allah is the first will reward you immensely, and Allah is the first will help you to find the reward. When you tell your son, that will be your daughter, if you do this, I have a surprise for you. And you don't put me by, The prize, the gift. And your son or daughter knows how, mashallah, yani, generous you are. So they be expecting something big. وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلْ أَعْلَى لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ إِذْرُ أَجْرُ عِنْدَ رَبِّ إِذْرُ أَجْرُ وَسْتُ أَجْرُ The other means the reward. Allah says they shall have a reward from their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الْعِبْرَةُ بِالسَّوَادِ Despite all that you have done, But if you think belief and work righteousness, that's how when I live when I do it. You know what it means here? That the Adra al-Sawati, which means you need a good end. The Khatim, the Khatim is a good end. Some people may be straight, but Allah Azza wa Jal may guide them at the end, and then before they die, they will have a good end. What is a good end? First of all, maybe they die with the sweat in their forehead. Maybe they die saying La ilaha illallah. Maybe they die in sujood. First of all, you never know. So you never can say this person can never become a believer. You can never say so. So they said to Umar, Qalu li Umar, they said about Umar, you know, how harsh he was. The Baqi of Umar, Yuslim, the Umar, Akramakullah, Umar, Umar, Walayyat Yuslim Umar. Umar can be, his donkey can become a Muslim, but not him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not afterwards. We have been before. Alaykum. And he fattantukum al alameen. Allah is reminding them, look, fattantukum, I favored you amongst all the alameen. I gave you this and this, this and that. Allah keeps reminding them, keep reminding them. But they think it was a sweet thing. About the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wajahun ni'am bil kufar. These are the things that the Imam of Allah and these ni'mat, these met, you know, blessing, the plural of ni'mat and ni'am, the blessings. How did they, you know, pay back to the Imam of Allah Azza wa Jal with kufr? What kind of kufr? Kufr ni'am. What is kufr ni'am? When you don't show gratefulness to ni'am. Inna shakiran wa inna kafura. Even shukr. Even you shukr to Allah, and you show gratefulness to Allah. If you don't, then you have made kufr of the ni'am of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَعْطِيهِ كم من الله سبحانه وتعالى على كم من نعم من الله سبحانه وتعالى علينا وكم من فرص اعطى الله سبحانه وتعالى فهل شكرنا الله عز وجل على هذه النعم ومن تريد رضا الله اي منا اي منا Have you heard of this name? اسم الله منا Have you heard? the people of this kingdom. It is a name that is only unique to Allah. So we are not supposed to do many, but Allah is Al-Mannan. What is Al-Mannan? Remember what I did for you? Remember what I did for you, man? Remember what that fulfills I did to you? Remember this, remember that. Every time I remind you of the goodness I have done towards you, this is wrong. This is how. That is only because to Allah, the name of Allah, Al-Mannan. How many favors that Allah has ever done before upon us? What did we show in the text of Allah? You need to have the Quran. Not everybody has the Quran. You came and you came and you prayed in the masjid. You went for the Umrah. You didn't come from Hajj. You saw that which people couldn't see. They only saw on TV or maybe on the network or maybe on a whatever, social media. You saw it live. You saw the Kaaba. You walked maybe where the Prophet walked and where the Sahaba walked. You walked where maybe Adam walked. And then you came back, what did you do instead? Did you do shukr to ni'am of Allah Azza wa Jal? A lot of us forget about this quickly. Let's learn the question. We have forgotten the ni'am of Allah. But Allah has given them the favors and options, not options. And for us, it's for us, chances. It's Allah Azza wa Jal when he talked about the people of Uhud. إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا ولهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. Remember the people, the story of the people of the ditch when they were thrown and their king Zunawiyah killed them all, burned them all. You know the story? The king from Yemen, they killed the entire town. Then Allah says, إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين, those people who tested their trial to make believers and killed them, they burned them, just like what's happening today in Palestine. They burned them alive. And then after that, Allah says, إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين, if you were to believe, Allah says, it was just by obtaining and committing and giving to this man. Allah has given it to us because He wants to forgive us. And you and I, that you with us, that's not a Christian. Yeah. But Allah has given it to us. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِنَا. I always better remember this when you read the Quran. آمَنُوا عَمِنُوا. Always. Amenu, believe, it's not alone. You can just say, I'm a believer, I don't have to pray. I'm a believer, I don't have to wear hijab. No. Your belief is not enough. It's not sufficient. It's not even acceptable. Yeah, yes. Amenu. What is Amenu? The word righteousness. Amenu Saliha. So I like his teaching because he's a man. Man Amena. Man Tafriya. The one is someone in Arabia. Man Amena Bilehu Yom Al-Akhir. Man is a shock, is a condition of man. You know, it's not like Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive them. No, there is a condition. What is the condition? We have to believe in Allah. When you have an akhir, and that we have to work righteousness, I have to sacrifice. I cannot even. You know, I cannot even. I cannot even. The tears of Islam are five. I cannot even. I cannot even come. Six. I cannot even. The tears of Islam are six. The hadith of Jibreel. When he came and said to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, what is Iman? What is Iman? He's talking about the arkan of Iman. The Iman of Tu'mina Billahi, wa Malaikatihi, wa Kutubihi, wa Rasulihi, wa Yawm al-Akhiri, wa Al-Qadarihi, wa Al-Qadari, Khairihi, wa Shafri. These are the pillars of Iman, to believe in Allah and the books and the judgment and the angels and the prophets. And the Yom Al-Akhir, the Day of Judgment, Al-Qadr, Al-Qadr, to decree, Al-Qadr, it's Al-Qadr. Your Qadr was to, you know, you, alhamdulillah, Allah has been selected you to go for 20 years, that's your Qadr. Allah has been not choose you to go for 20 years, that's your Qadr. If you need something, Allah has been, you're sick, you lost a job, you broke your feet when you were playing volleyball, when Allah, when they went wrong. Can't hear them all, you're in Iraq. هذا قدرك، قدرك يعني أنت يودا it's meant to happen. You cannot run away from the قدر of Allah.
People run away from the قدر and the قدر keeps following them.
So Allah is saying, "Man, amen billah." So he's talking about the iman. And iman here has, you know, we have to understand that iman is not the arkan iman. وعمل الصالح. العمل الصالح. لهم أجرهم عند ربهم. العمل الصالح يعني الصلاة، صيام، قيام، على القرآن، صدقة. إذا كان الصالح في مفاجأة الناس. القاعدة أو قاعدة الإيمان هي التي تنتج نور باقي فترة قاعدة هي principle قاعدة الإيمان. الإيمان بالله والإيمان والإيمان باليوم الآخر أو بلقاء الله. الإيمان بالله والإيمان بلقاء الله. لأن كيف أفضل الإيمان هي هذه قاعدة. أول قاعدة وهو الإيمان بالله. I believe in Allah. But that's not sufficient. I believe that what we are shall stand before Allah. Then you complete the iman. I believe in Allah, but no, maybe I don't believe that one day I will stand before him. Yeah. Because your iman is not sufficient. As iman is Allah, well, iman is Allah. Meaning, I believe in the existence of Allah. There is a power, you know, there is something, there is Allah. There is this superpower, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we talk about superpower, well, we don't talk about the Iron Man, or the Superman, or the whatever, Aquaman. Talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is this superpower, you know, that's beyond any imagination, Allah. Imagine wujud Allah. Then an iman, be the qa'idah. Iman with, you know, that one day you shall stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دائما كان يرضى بما في من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الاخر فليقل خيرا او ليصمت. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الاخر فليقيم بيته. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الاخر الجنة عز وجل خيرا قد يكرم جارة من آمن so whoever believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment if he believes and then عمل صالح he's on it let him stay good or be quiet whoever believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment let him be kind to his neighbor whoever believes in Allah and the Day of Akhir let him say Allah حبيبنا let him honor his death so الإيمان والعمل الصالح الإيمان والعمل الصالح You see, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay. I think that comes down to the truth of you. And my job is to wake you up. And it's okay. It's just that you know what's happening now. It's not that good. Because the Sakina like a talk as well. You have not a talk as well. Sakina is not a woman. The truth of Sakina is a woman. Then they had a couple of guys. They want to use my mother. I want to use my mother. I want to use my mother. العمل الصالح باي ذا واي العمل الصالح ينقسم الى قسمين هذا علم انا بعطيكم كل اشياء هذه والله لفتات طيبه اذا بكتب كتير الحمد لله حتى لما اكون زيكم امانه بعطيكم هذه امانه يعني فقط ما ارد اعطيكم اشياء يعني مر علي مر الكرام لا يعني بعطيك اشياء ممكن ما تسمعها من قبل I do my research, I do my due diligence when I come and do this. I just don't come and, okay, this is the scene and you may have read it. I try to do much of things that when I come and bring you something, I bring you the hibda. I bring you the butter of the butter, the cream of the cream. So here, al-amal al-salih, yastatimu ila qismah. Al-amal al-salih, the righteous deeds, is of two categories. There is something called al-fi'l wa al-tark. Fi'l wa al-tark, that's al-amal al-salih. Amal al-fi'l is not only two. Some people say, I'll just do that. Amal al-salih is do and stay away from. Do and avoid. Do and avoid. This is Amal Salih. Do pray, do fast, do read Quran, do sadaqa. Other Amal Salih. Also avoid. Avoid haram. It's also Amal Salih. Say Al Muharramah. Doing something haram. One munkara. Stop. Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf, the story of Yusuf. He did something interesting, beautiful, did something great. وقال هيكل قال معاذ الله When this lady, she came, you know, the wife of many of the Egypt, she got to She said, Father, how do you say that? Come, come, all yours. What did he say? You're married now. You're married now. So this beautiful lady, she comes and says, I'm all yours. What did Yusuf say? He says, May ma'ad Allah, innahu rabbi ahsana matwa, innahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadha tabi. So these are the father. By means of avoiding to do Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ These people always have in the end, the reward will be from Allah. This is the Prophet. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ This is beautiful, this is interesting. This is ask my brothers and sisters, really. لَا خَوْفٌ That means fear. To have nothing to fear and nothing to be said about. How? When? Maybe they were afraid here in the judgment. لَا خَوْفٌ There's no fear on this earth. Allah will remove it. Others will be terrified. Others will be terrified and scared. You, Allah is the will not have no fear. Ya Qawfun Ali. Maybe you are sad here. Na'am, a cousin, it's a sadness. You lost a loved one. You lost a job. You got sick. Maybe something happened. You lost. If you got sad, here, there, no matter the problem. Why? Because you follow the Lord. Ya Qawfun Ali. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ Now, despite all this, let me remind you of something else. Yeah, that is right. What? وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So, لما جاء موسى بالتوراة مكتوب بها من عند الله حتى التوراة مكتوبة بيد الله التوراة مكتوبة بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى فجاء بها موسى إلى قومه موسى when he brought the Torah he brought it written by Allah سبحانه وتعالى Torah written came into them and he found them you know worshiping the idol the cow the story which we were talking about and then موسى got angry and then he broke the ألواح So he broke the Ten Commandments. His scroll was fastened with the Hijab. He was not wearing it. And then his scroll, he took his brother and he got him from his beard. What was his name? His brother. Harun al-Rashid. Harun. Just to wake up again. His brother was angry. So what happened? I said, Your prophet wants to speak to Allah to bring you this book, to bring you the Torah, instead of having to restore your worship in the cup. So Musa was angry. So was Allah. So Allah lifted a door. And found him before their eyes. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ What is a door? A door. In the mouth of a door, there is a Jordan. The area there, the pool there, so the pool, imagine a mountain, it's reflected upon their heads. And with this, you don't have to take the Torah. You don't only just, either you take the Torah, and you don't take what's in the Torah, or Allah will destroy you and throw this mountain upon, and the Arab is going. Then the Musa, Arab, if you don't the Torah, the promise that I will fight you. You don't have to take the Torah. This is medical, but even the Muslims at the time, you really see all this medical. It's a family doctor. You will see when they will turn into kind of Zirwa Karada. They will turn into monkeys and pigs. There's the trick they try to play. So he gave them the two chances, those two choices. Either take the force in the Torah, don't just take it, and adhere to it. Torah means with strength. Take it, the Torah. Or Allah is going to cross it, take it, and Zebed is the Zebed. I'm going to have to come up with this. Kudu ma'atina kum bitawad, wa kudu ma'atina kum bitawad, wa kudu ma'atina kum bitawad, أعظم سبب تقصيد الحق before. We do not have to get them to pull them. Then you can also get them. Ah, some sort of thing that you can do. Go out to the customer, and go out to the customer. If you want to, this is if you want to have the customer, so you make the customer, you make the same customer. You see, the read your book, abide by the book, abide by the Torah, if you know what's going to happen, you're going to become righteous. So whether or not they say, one of the greatest needs, if not the greatest need to apply taqwa, is in what we're going to do, reading the book of Allah. For them, it was the testament, for that was the Torah. For us, you and I, how do you understand this today for your eyes? If you want taqwa, read the book of Allah. Abide by the book of Allah. Leave your head alone. I focus on what well, on the big picture. Focus on what the blessing that Allah gives you with. Focus on the favor. Focus on the gift that Allah has bestowed on you. The Quran. You have the Quran if you want to reach. That is that means that is a kitab without in the Buddha. Right there, and we're talking. You want Buddha? You want guidance? Of course. We said it in the very beginning. Radical Kitab, well, no, why is that me? What Kitab are we talking about? Of course. Ma'adha fa'alu? This is who they are. So, okay, yeah, who will believe? Okay, Allah puts back into the fall back there. I mean, Allah says, give us ma'adha. فَلَوْ لَا شَبُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَا خاطرين يا كنت من الخاطرين إذا شكت الله عز وجل يعني الله يسمى ماني نمع فيه فضل which is the blessings فضل the favor of Allah عز وجل upon them ولقد علمتم الذين okay now we're going now he's reminding them of something that they did or the other people did before them ولقد علمتم الذين أتدوا منكم في السبت وقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسرين الله moves to a story okay here's the story The story of the Sabbath. The story of in Arabic Saturday means Sabbath. In Hebrew, it's called Sabbath. Hebrew and Arabic somewhat is very close, just like Urdu and Arabic, with a lot of almost similar words. So when they say Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Allahuya, Allah, there's a lot in there. You know, so the Sabbath is a Sabbath, which is, you know, the Sabbath, which is the holiday of the Jews. So what happened? Allah told us this. You're already aware of those who, of you who broke the Sabbath. It's interesting. Here I'm going to compare them with a Sahaba. Why? Bevna, the Prophet says, you went for Hajj, right? Okay. So, check. When you ask in Hajj, as soon as when you assume the state of the Torah, remember the state of the Torah, the Ashiya Fiha Muharramat, or the Ashiya Munta Ashiya Mahdurat, that's the Sunan. When you are in the state of the Torah, there are certain prohibited actions, and there are certain actions which are, better to stay away from. So here we're talking about the Mahdurat, or the Mun, or the Haram things that you cannot do when you are in the Torah. When you enter the state of Ihram, when you enter Mecca is Haram. And the surrounding of Mecca is Haram. Medina Haram. The surrounding of Medina is also Haram. So once you are in that area, there are certain things you cannot do, such as what? A site. What is site? Hunting. A Sahaba Rahim. هم الآن مخرجين ويجيه الغدر ويجيه الآن هو جيعان جيعان والآن جنبوا إيش جنبوا الغزال وجنبوا الصيد أظلم عليكم الصيد وأنتم حرم الله عز وجل الصيد هذا حرام قدروا حكينا عندكم عند الإحرام بس كما تشتي And the fact that, you know, beer runs away. You know, comes to you, and as soon as you come near the beer, then it runs away. When you come near the today, here, we have these rabbits everywhere, right? You see them in your backyard, front yard. As soon as you come close to the rabbit, what does the rabbit do? The rabbit comes to you, here I am, eat me. Yes or no? No. Well, sometimes, maybe it's a contract. The controversy will come to you, like the TV's control, but not when you have a senator. I have to say, but it's about a ship filled with alcohol that sunk in Morocco. So the fish got drunk. I start coming out, here I am. You don't understand. It's quite a good thing. So you can see that with so here the Hazan, the rabbits are going to them, to the Sahaba. Maybe we should go to them, but we cannot touch. We cannot cut a tree. We cannot do it. Why? Because you have to look at the you're hungry. Why can't I say even though everybody's quiet? Did you not say everybody's quiet? Listen, we're going to catch them. We're not going to kill them. We're going to catch them after the Ihram. That's what we're doing. They didn't say that. But they said, listen, because you can do that. You can remove the haram. I'm not going to do that. Well, it's a problem. Allah has just really this in the Quran. We're talking about the Quran. So, Ummah of Rasul, the Prophet, the Ummah of Rasul, they passed the test. The Sahaba of Allah, they passed the test. There was a trial, and the Rajab or Rabbit, whatever, he did not pass because of Allah. But I saw him. What did he do? The Prophet was saw him. You and I, there was a Sahaba in that trial. Our trial today, our test, our Iqtidat today. So, see that, let me know it again. See that when I move to our Iqtidat, we can get home with the Morgan Israel. See what it is that. It's a class, that's all. We go through this trial, you know, everything is in that one. Before it was stopped, I was sitting here today, remember? Before in my time, maybe your time, in China, we have almost 60, a little over 60, but then 60 is better. أنا كده أنا حكينا أنا على شبع أخرى من السكينة. يستوي من هذا الشيء. يستوي من هذا الشيء. يعني تكتب هذا just a picture of a woman. You will have to go buy a magazine, you have to travel far, you have to go, you have to search. You can't find it. But see, it's over in line our time. We don't have no phone. We have nothing. You know what? Today, with a click of a button, you have everything. It's all there, man. It's in the Qira, in itself. The question no one will wear in al-Haram. The Sheikh of the Maqab al-Haram, it's not so with Qira. Okay, I'm a Qira. People are so careful when they are in Hajj in Umrah. Is this okay? But maybe did I do something wrong? Is my head vanished? Look vanished? I think I've done something. Oh, I forgot. I washed my hands with soap. I need to go over them. They're so careful, subhanAllah. And then as soon as they finish the Ihram, they're like, it's a bug bite. You should have been all over the world. No, it's just, that's savvy. All of that. What happened? We should always do this instead of the Ihram. Imagine. You know what I'm trying to say? It's easy to go haram now, but wrong practice. So for the youth, I understand, it's the best, it's a big test, it's a huge test. You go to school, mashallah, they say that your muscles, she doesn't want to leave you alone. You can say to her, I'm married. She says, I know, but your Muslims can have 2 and 3 or 4. Right? Isn't that what you told me? I said, maybe I'll find out what you're doing. It's a test, it's a test. Look at the world of the Arab Islam. Keep the feet together, it's from a bottle. يعني الله عز وجل قد يعلم الله من يخافه بأذن يعلم الله من يخافه فأخذت موضوع شخصيته مثل من قبل
سمعنا وأطعنا. What did they say? سمعنا وأطعنا. وسمع هذا said we hear and we obey. These people they say we hear and we do it. So the question on top of that, this fish is like the fish had a little bit of the fish that in the rock in Morocco. The fish will come. They see the fish.
شيطانهم يوم سبتهم صرعا بحيتان حيتان إذ جمع وفتوش نحن المغاربة نقول إذ جمع وفتوش وهذا يكون علينا يعني تصور نبي توت إذ جمع وفتوش بس باللغة العربية الفتوش هو السمك السمك من السنو إش بس الله عز وجل أصلا ما يشيك إذا أفتوش ظنون ظنون يونس عليه السلام بالطريقة أو الحوت. So a حوت here, some people say, oh, حوت is a whale. In general, the حوت here is حوت. حوت means سمك. In تأتيهم شيطانهم. The plural of حوت. The حوت will come. يوم سبتهم. On Saturday, the حوت will come. And then on the other day, لا تأتيهم. لا يثبتون على. ويوم لا يثبتون, لا تأتيهم. And the day when there is no سمك. There is no حوت. There is no سمك. So this is really a test of trial. قالوا ما في لا what should we do three people three categories one group said one group said we need to destroy what I told you we're gonna with a big hole let fish you know pop it you get the fish the second group said that Allah Allah what did happen we will not dig and we will not destroy it. Third group, a lot of Muslims are like that. No. We will not participate in digging, but we will eat with this. And he comes to Allah, and whom are the Abraham? I'm not going to go back. So I said, we're not going to go back. I'm not going to go back. He said, no, what do you know? It's a showing. It's not a showing. It's not a showing. So when they said, oh, so there was three people. Luke said, no waiting. Thank you. Second verse says, no digging, no waiting. Third verse says, no digging, no waiting. That's the same. Stupid. Those who did and did not eat, they were not there actually. But don't be stupid. فأنزلنا الذين ينهون عن السوء شوف we say those who forbid evil forbid evil wickedness first, second or third are you with me or not going just one or two Allah says we say those who forbid you know النهي عن الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر those who enjoying good and forbid evil. So these people, Allah says, we save those. So the other ones, what happened to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them, cursed them, turned them into karadu khanazir. With apes and pigs. What is the Mushi? Mushi, Mushi had a what is the Yani? What is the khanazir?
the best nation that came up to mankind. How are we the best nation?
Allah gives us some conditions, some qualities to make you an honest nation with so many nations. You know how many nations, by the way? If you tell me how many nations, I'll give you Egypt. The public told us how many nations are out there. And from Mufuna, Tabuna, and from Sayyid al-Hawa, come on. And it's not a Rahu. The Prophet says, you are coming along 70 nations. You are the first and most good of nations. So, Allah says, come from Hera in the Prophet. You are the best nation that came out of Mecca. How are we the best? What makes us the best? That I'm going to be my own. And so, how that is. You're enjoying it. And you're the best people. If you don't do this, you don't think we need to enjoy good, with Hikmah, hold it to you, with Hikmah. They will not believe. We need it to some point, but then they first to forget and move on again with the flow. What's going to happen to them? Allah will give a fireball about their hearts and tear them with rocks. And here I want to tell you something to me. When Al Quruq, the Quruq Qafiya, is your Ashia and you to leave Al Quruq. When I come up to Allah, I'm not going to say. Now your Ashia and you to leave Al Quruq. Thanks for the Ashia and to leave Al Quruq. What could have been not in death? Thanks for the Ashia and to leave Al Quruq. Allah says that about hearts becoming so harsh in the heart. Very hard, just like the rock. Here, I want to take a little bit of attention to tell you about things that soften the hearts. These people, their heart is like a rock. There are five things that can soften the heart. Five things. This is not, you're not going to find. Five things that soften the heart. One,